أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآت المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب. As mentioned yesterday, from the second half of the surah, Allah explained all the various sources of goodness. The first was all about imaniyat, which we normally read in our imani mufassal. Then the second with which we are busy is all about good character and akhlaq, and that is to spend money and the various sources where we should spend money, that is on our family members, on the orphans, on the poor people and the travelers. And with regard to the travelers, we explained that Mujahid Rahmatullah Ali explained that it is a traveler and he is in need. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, it is a guest who comes to you, then a guest also should be entertained and hosted properly as Shariat has taught. Wasa'ilin, or maangne waloku, and any beggar who comes to you, you should give his spend on him also. And this beggar, whether he is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, but when a beggar comes, and as he comes as a beggar, the principle here is that we should not refuse a beggar, and we should not judge a beggar. And the reason for that is, under normal circumstances, no human being will take the humility and disgrace of going to beg. He must be desperate, that's why he's going to beg. We should not judge that person. And so much so, it comes in the hadith that if a beggar comes to you on a horse, which in our times will be that he comes to you in a Merc or a BMW, but he's begging from you, don't judge him, you spend on him also. And nobody in his right senses will become a beggar to take the disgrace and humiliation. So he must be really desperate, whatever his conditions are. So we are encouraged to spend on the beggars also. And if we don't want to spend, it's not compulsory. We are advised to spend. And if we don't want to spend, but we should never humiliate them, or we should never disgrace them, we should never rebuke them. We're politely, we should excuse ourselves if we don't want to spend on them. Whether it is the beggars who come to the houses, or whether the beggars who are on the street, on the corners, at the traffic lights, etc. If we better, we spend on them something, but if not, never rebuke and never disgrace them. If we feel we want to advise them, by all means, but that also keeping their respect in mind. We should never disgrace the person who we are doing a favor to. We should always keep their respect and honor in mind. Wafir riqab, or gardane churane mein, and setting the slaves free. That was in the previous times when they were slaves. And as this ayat also says, and many other injunctions of the Quran and Hadith, Islam taught to do away and abolish slavery. Yeah, also we are encouraged that a slave give him money and let him buy his freedom. So Islam did not at all bring slavery, it was there from before. Islam does not encourage slavery, but Islam has practically abolished slavery in various forms. That if you do this, for example, you break your roza, then you must give slaves in fidya for many, for various other things also. So Islam has encouraged that the slavery should come to an end. So for that also we should spend money. Also those people who are in the slavery of a debt, that is they are owing people, they are also like slaves. Help those people out also. Give them money and let them pay who they are owing, so that they are not in debt, because to be in debt is also like being in slavery. Also this is for those people who are in jails. Either they haven't got money to pay their bail, or they haven't got money to pay the fine, and now they are lingering in jail. So money should be spent on such people also. And yeah, there is no condition of a Muslim, even if they are non-Muslims. We should try and help them out. So Islam has showed this build which is wus'at, which is spaciousness, that to do good there are many, many avenues of doing good. And if a person really is sincere and he wants to please Allah, Allah hasn't kept one or two avenues, but many, many avenues and big, big, broad, broad roads by which a person can work and please Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So, and according to Hadith Sharif and the teachings of Deen, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that it appeared that money is not at all a thing to be kept by a person. Money is just meant to be spent. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes about his own father, Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he would never go to sleep with any money in his possession. Whatever if there was left over after Isha, he would give it away. He would go out of his way and go and give some person who is in debt, some family member who is in need, but he wouldn't sleep with any money in his possession. And every day Allah saw to his needs, and more than his needs also. He fulfilled all his needs, and again he would have mostly extra, and he would make sure that after Isha he would go and give it away. So money is a thing really to be spent, but unfortunately the love of money has overtaken us, and we have become stingy and we have become greedy. When a person keeps his money and he does not spend, there's two diseases come in him: greed and stinginess. And the punishment for greed are pythons in the qabr, and for stinginess are scorpions in the qabr. So these are terrible punishments. Yeah, we can't tolerate one mosquito. We imagine a python, and not the pythons of this dunya, the pythons of akhirat. And not the scorpions of this dunya, scorpions of the akhirat. And basically we all should see that our zakat we fulfill properly and give a little bit extra. And also that we spend in the path of Allah, whatever we can, a little bit also. Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, even just give 1 rand a day. In the hadith it comes, even with half a khajur. The Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anha, get your release from Jahannam, even if it is with half a khajur. So whatever we can, we should try and spend on a daily basis. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu should regard that as a very bad day in their life when they did not give some sadaqah. So sadaqah, charity, is a great injunction of deen also, and we have been taught in the various places we can spend. And in fact it comes in the Hadith Sharif that Allah has made people poor so that others could spend on them. And when they spend on them on the day of Qiyamah, when all these rich people were standing in a line to go to Jahannam because of their evil deeds, Allah will tell these poor people, I kept you poor so that people could spend on you. Now go in these lines and look for those who ever did a favor to you. And whoever did whatever favor, take him out and take him to Jannah now with you. So Allah's system, only Allah knows why He has kept people to be poor also. Why He has given other people money also. And if we use it all correctly, it is only to our advantage. May Allah guide us to righteousness.